Hey, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. How are you all doing, family? I hope everyone is doing well. Well, you know what's up. Come on in, my sister. Yes, girl, come on. Go ahead, grab you something cool to drink this time. I know it's a little bit warm out there for you all, but just come on in and grab you some lemonade, some iced tea, glass of water, whatever it is. Come on in our room, have a sit down, prop your feet up, girl. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. What's up? What's going on, family? How are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. It has been a week, has it not? It has been something, I tell you the truth. But you know what? I'm just grateful to be here. I hope you are as well. Hope you are grateful and thankful to be here to see another day. I hope you all are embracing one another, embracing your family, embracing the moment and the movement of what is taking place right now in our communities and all over the world. Yeah, all over the world, man. Listen, I just wanted to come on here and just talk to you just a little bit. You know, I'm actually going to call this, It's time to talk. Now, last time when I was on here, I didn't really have a title for it, but you know, this time I do, and it's all about talking. And it's not so much about what I'm doing currently right now, but it's just about talking to your family, talking to your children particularly. And as we all are fully aware of what has been going on these past few days, if not going on what, a week now, or almost 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, with George Floyd and, you know, the situation that is going on in Minnesota and even all over the country, all over the world. And I remember saying last week about how important it is for us to really start talking to our children, you know, about our history, about our past. Not just our past personally, but just in our culture alone. You know, the people out here, man, they are out here, not just us, you know, that is, you know, really speaking loud and really making a declaration, making change. But you do have people out there that are totally opposing to what we are coming out there for and all of those things. You would think, based on what we have seen all over the news, all over social media, you know, about people coming together and hand in hand and arm in arm and chanting and praying and kneeling together. You would think, and even with some of the police officers, you would think that all we have seen, that it, you know, that unity and united we stand is all, you know, 100%, right? Everybody's all together with this. It's all harmonious and all those great things. But to be truthful about it, it's not. Because there are a lot of people that are totally against what we're doing. And of course, you know, it starts with the top. Not going to name the name, but you know who I'm talking about. But there are people along with him, a band of sisters or a band of people who are totally against what we're doing. I mean, you know, we hear it, we see it, and you probably have come across it right in front of your face, you know, how people are just totally, totally disgusted, basically, about why we're doing what we're doing and, you know, and all of these things. And people are still one-sided, they're still foolish, they're still ignorant, and they are just really not willing to learn. There are some who are not willing to learn. There are some who are just totally adamant about sticking to what they know, and what they know is the law from their perspective. What they know is the right answer. Everything they're saying is right, is accurate, is truth. And even if you bring to them into, you know, bring a conversation saying, okay, if this is so true, where's the documentation? Where's your proof, right? They don't really have the proof. They go ahead and continuously repeat the same old, fictional information, just to get out of that, it's just sad that how people, really don't want to learn, they just don't want to learn. They just want to go ahead and, cause a lot of confusion, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of hate. And they just don't want to. But there are some who definitely want to learn. There are some that sincerely come directly to people that is already of color. They've known for a minute. They've known for a long time. And it may be related to them, through marriage or whatever. And, they sincerely will come and say, listen, I don't know what you guys experienced. I don't know, what went down, but I'm willing to know. I want to know. So I, could be pretty much on the same page where you are. I don't want to just assume anything based on, your response or your emotions or what went down in your life. I really want to be educated. There are people who are literally breaking it down like that. And I truly applaud those individuals, for standing up and being bold and, and really just taking off the mask of ignorance, And they really, really want to understand. And it goes both ways. It really goes both ways too, guys. It's not just, the white people that are coming in and, they want to learn more about us, or learn more about our culture and our history and the good and the bad and the ugly of our history and our ancestors. But we, as people of color, we too need to humble ourselves, take off that mask of ignorance, and also learn about, the white culture as well. Because not all white people are racist. Not all white people, are privileged or what have you, even though they are white. Yeah, you would assume that they are, but not everybody, everybody is, but we assume just like they assume about us. So both of us are walking around here thinking we have the answers and think we all, we know it all. But at the end of the day, it's not enough. And we definitely need to learn about each other. We need to talk to each other and all those things, because what we have learned down through the years from our mothers and fathers, from our grandparents and our great grandparents, it's great to have that information, but we are not in those periods of their life. We're not back in the 60s or the 50s or the 30s or 40s. We're not even in the 80s anymore. We are in 2020 right now. So of course we're in a whole new change of people. We got a whole new generation of people now. And so we definitely need to upgrade. We definitely need to speak and share, what we have learned and what we are learning now of each other. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so, so important that we definitely do need to talk to one another. And, with these protesting that has been going on every day since George Floyd's murder, I have seen that through social media and even on, other platforms that, people are actually learning how to talk to each other and learning how to listen as well, and really opening up their hearts and their minds and becoming more understanding of what is being presented to them and vice versa. But I definitely want us to really start talking to our children. Please start doing this, y'all. Do not neglect your responsibilities of not talking to your children. And I know it is difficult for some of you sisters out there, especially those of you who have sons. I know it's so, so scary to talk about this. And, it's like time is repeating itself in a sense, because back in the day in Martin Luther King days, this was the same situation where, there was a mother that was, had to sit down and talk to her child about the issues, the racial tension that was going on in the country, in their community, on their streets. You know what I'm saying? And here it is, 2020. You would think that this is, you know, what, you know, this is all ancient history now. No, it's not. It's still prevalent today. It's still happening today. So you cannot slack on this. You cannot just, you know, just let it be. You know, you can't just give them half truth. You got to give them the all dirty, ugly, scary truth. Right? You really, really do. Because it's crazy out here, man. It's crazy out here. They need to know what's going on. And yeah, it's scary. It's hurtful and all of those things. But they need to be aware of it. They need to know, you know, about the history of their ancestors. They need to know, you know, that there are people that still don't like you because of the color of your skin. They don't need to know who you are as far as your character, as far as your talents and your gifts and all of those things. They just don't like you because of the color of your skin. That is the most saddest thing. Yes, it is. But this is what we are dealing with in this world. There is a demon loose. Yes, it is. And it's called racism. And it's been like that since the beginning of time. Even when Jesus was still here, when Jesus was here on the earth, it was going on back then too at that time. Okay, so but we cannot be ignorant and we cannot continue to ignore our responsibilities of communicating with our children and telling them what the real deal is going on around here, and not just particularly our men, but even our daughters too. Okay, even with our daughters, I talk to my daughters all the time. They know me. They know how I am. I'm very, very raw and very, very serious. You know, I don't sugarcoat. Okay, I speak the truth and nothing but the truth. And even if it sheds a tear to their eye, okay, it's not to hurt them, but it's just to be real with them, to let them be aware of what is really happening in this world, what is really going on in this world. And of course, since we are living in a diverse community, and it's pretty much predominantly white, I might just keep it real with you, they have to be aware of their surroundings. You know, God brought us here. He placed us here. And thank God that we are here and that we have been blessed and all of those things to be around people, you know, that have been kind and all of those things. But let me tell you something. There are some people and there are some neighbors, you know, that don't have anything to do with us. They don't want to have anything to do with us. They may wave or say hi, but that's pretty much all they're going to do, you know, and that's okay. I'm not tripping. You know, I used to take it personal because I'm a friendly type of person by nature. I love people for all shades and backgrounds. I've always been that way, you know, but I realized that's not everybody. I realize that all white people just ain't gonna vibe black folk. It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And that is okay. The only thing I can do is pray for them, you know, and to still treat them with the utmost respect. That's all we supposed to do, right? That's all we supposed to do. And even, you know, even wherever you go and you're at your job or what have you, if you have people like that, that just really don't want to associate with you because of the color of your skin, then you know what that is. Okay. You know, you just love them from a distance and keep on praying for them and God will take care of them in due time. That's just how it goes. That's just basically how it goes. But at the end of the day though, we definitely need to be verbal about, you know, about what we are experiencing and what we are dealing with right now, in today's society, you know. Thank God that right now, for the moment, that, you know, the peaceful rallies and the protestings and everything is bringing people closer than ever. And I pray that once this has died down and whatnot, that this will continue on after the fact, you know, because you know how it is when we protest and we do our thing and we finally get something accomplished, you know, then everything starts to die down and then eventually goes right back to normal. And then everything is back to where it was before, you know, and it's like, then what was the whole point of making this change? What was the whole point of going out and protesting and all these other things and whatnot? I just hope that we definitely make a life change within ourselves versus just doing it for, you know, just for photo purposes, you know, just like the president came out there, do his little photo op at the church, you know, in front of the church with the Bible. Some of us are doing it too. Come on. There's people out there just doing it for photo op purposes too. Like, yeah, I just want to do it just to be doing it. But that doesn't mean that I'm making a life change. It doesn't mean that I'm asking God to help me to really be more compassionate towards, you know, my sister or brother of color, or my sister and brother who is, you know, Caucasian, or my sister or brother who's Hispanic or what have you. You know what I'm saying? There's still people who may be out there protesting. It doesn't mean that they are truly sincere about what they are protesting about. So you definitely got to be aware of that. You know what I'm saying? And but I really do hope that, you know, people are actually going out there and they are sincere and they are committed, and that even after this is all said and done, that they are still going to continue to fight the cause. They are still going to continue to support, Black culture, Hispanic culture, all cultures, right? And that they will continue on fighting the good fight, you know, even behind the cameras, you know, and all of those things. You know what I'm saying? That is my prayer. It really, really is. But I'm grateful that, and you know, that I'm seeing the positiveness of this whole vibe. And it's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, but I do hope that, you know, that we continue to have a deep dialogue about it. That we sit down together and we really do ask questions and not be afraid to ask questions. You know, just have an adult conversation, or if it's a child, have a conversation with your child based on their mindset, you know, and just, you know, and be prepared for those questions from your children. Be prepared for those questions from your white friends. Be prepared for those questions. Some of them may be a little bit cutthroat. Some of them might be a little bit like, you know, tension, you know, give you a little tension, you know, might curve up your lip a little bit, you know, but you got to understand, this is what they've been thinking. And you really can't take offense to what they're asking you, because this is what they've been thinking based on what they've been, you know, learning from their family or from other friends. You know what I'm saying? So here it is, you know, the best way to get the answers from the person that they have been accusing or have been assuming of. That's you. So you could go ahead and you can be honest, you know, be honest and be real. Don't let your response be attacking either, you know, because, you know, you may come out and say something in an aggressive way that will be intimidating and very scary for them. And then they're going to go ahead and start saying like, but see, that's why I don't want to ask you anything, because now you're taking it as a threat. And, you know, and you can't be upset with them now. You know, it's all about that presentation. It's all about that presentation, right? And so you have to sit down with them, you know, and really just, you know, ask God to calm you down and stuff, because at the end of the day, both of you are learning each other. Both of you have had some misconceptions about each other. Both of you have been looking at each other with the wrong glasses. Come on now. You cannot dare say that you have all the answers about what white people are and this, that, whatever, because it's not true. It's not true. Yeah, there are some that has been blessed and fortunate to be, you know, living the way they've been living. But there are some white sisters and brothers out there that lived, you know, live in their ghetto of society, meaning that they did not, you know, was not raised and with a silver spoon in their mouth. Come on now. Let's be real. Some of them are on welfare, too. Let's be real. Some of them are single mothers too. Come on now. Some of them had, you know, been living on the other side of the train tracks too. Some of them are still trying to, you know, get their life together, get their life in order, because, you know, they made some mistakes too, like we did. Let's be real about that now, right? And they got people on their side. And you don't even have to be us, you know, our culture. It's people in their own culture that is tearing them down and also being, you know, being racist too. Let's be real. Come on now, because even in our own culture, we have people that are racist too. There's a sister right now that's been on social media. I don't even know her name, but she was saying something about, you know, about George Floyd. I can't even remember exactly, but you know who she is, because, you know, she's a beautiful, attractive young black woman, and she has short shoulder length hair. And I think she works with the Trump administration. I don't know. Excuse me, in particular, but I know that she's been talked about for the past several days, right? So, you know, she's pretty much colorblind, and she's pretty much, you know, she has definitely in a whole different level here, in terms of her views about black people. You know what I'm saying? And so likewise, it's the same thing in the white society, same thing in a Hispanic society, same thing in a Asian society, you know, and that should not be, but it is, but it is. Everybody is going through some type of issues when it comes to racism, when it comes to sexism, you know, when it comes to, not respecting people on the same level, you know, everybody's going through that. But somebody has to put that race card out there. Always have to say because they're racist. May be true, but there's some other additional things along with that too. And that's why I say it's so, so important to really keep your children up to date about what is really going on and what they have to be prepared for when they walk out into the real world, when they graduate from high school, you know, and they get ready to go to college and all these things like that. They're going to be stepping out into the real world. You know what I'm saying? And we as parents, you know, it's hard for us to let our babies go. But once they reach that age, you know, we're going to have to let them go so they can start learning and experiencing for themselves. If you have done your part since the time they say, why, mama, mama, dada, dada. If you've been preaching and ministering and disciplining and teaching them and directing them and coaching them and mentoring them and all these things from the time they were newborn up to the time they graduated high school, baby, you did your job. You did all what you needed to do. Now you just go ahead and let them go ahead and use their wings and let them fly. You still continue to be the parent from a distance. You continue to be their advisor, be their coach, be their motivator, all those things. But honey, you got to let them live. And I know it's so hard to do that, to let them go, but they want to go. Let them go. If you done what you were supposed to do according to the word of God, and particularly according to the word of God and all those things, you don't need to be concerned about anything. You know, they prayed up, right? They prayed up from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. They covered up, baby. They good to go, right? But it's so important that we definitely keep communicating with our children. Let them know what's going on, what they need to be prepared for, and all these things. Now, I also, you know, wonder how those who are married, you know, the interrelations, you know, those who are married to a white husband or to a white wife or whatever the case may be, you know, wonder what they are experiencing. You know what I'm saying? What they are dealing with. Because I'm pretty sure before they got married, I know that was a topic in their conversation with while they were dating or while they were engaged to be married and all those things. You know, because not everybody will be 100% warm and inviting and welcoming a person that is not of their race. Come on now. That's not everybody. There are some, yes, but there's some of them are not. And so you wonder what that conversation is like. And you wonder what it is now since we are dealing with this tension, since we've been dealing with this, with the protesting and all these things and what have you. Because this has been birthing out so many different conversations, so many different topics. It's not just about the abusiveness, abusive of authority with the police officers, but it's also bringing out conversations, you know, hot topics that's going on in your kitchen table, that's going on in the living room, or that's going on in the streets, that's going on in the job. You know what I'm saying? So it's really birthing out so many dialogues that a lot of people really don't bold enough to talk about, but now it is out there now. It's out there now, and it needs to be dealt with. You know, enough is enough in terms of sugarcoating and trying to sweep things under the rug and all of that stuff. It is time to bring that stuff out into the open so people can know. They can know. Now, at the end of the day, once we have schooled one another, at the end of the day, you know, at least you both pretty much have more respect of each other. Now, I'm not saying you guys are going to turn to be best buddies, best friends, best sisters and all of that. But at least now you both know each other. At least now you know where you're coming from. At least now that person knows a little bit more about you and you know that a little bit more about that person. You won't be assuming anymore. You won't be second guessing. You won't be just like, see, they just like all white people. Or just like all black people. They poor, this, that, or whatever. And that is so far from the truth. You know, just like white people accuse us of being, you know, poor and dirty and uneducated. Well, honey, I'm sorry to tell you, but there are some poor and dirty and uneducated white folk and this, that, or whatever, you know, and it's not because they chose to be that way. It's because of, unforeseen circumstances that may have occurred in their life or whatever, or it's just by choice, you know. It's just by choice, and it don't have anything to do with us. It's just based on the choice and the lifestyle that these individuals have experienced or have chose to live, you know? You know, because people they love to point that out to you directly and say, you know, black people this, black people that. But when we bring it back to them and say, well, hold up, your culture ain't that, it's not that clean. Come on, somebody. Come on. It ain't that clean. Okay? And don't dare put that blame on us. You know what I'm saying? Or don't dare put it on the Hispanics and blah, 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 blah. Everybody has a choice. Everybody, you know, makes decisions in their life. Everybody is dealing with some type of issues, you know? And it all depends on how they handle it. It all depends on the support. It all depends on the status of their lifestyle. It all depends on that. And once they make the decision, then, you know, once they, you know, decide what they're going to do, and then, you know, that's the end results of it. It may turn out good. It may turn out bad or what have you. You know, we got to stop being one-sided. We got to stop, continue to accuse and accuse and accuse people when we really don't have the truth. We don't have the facts right. We don't have the facts. You know, I was just telling my oldest daughter that, you know, her having this debate with this girl that went to her high school, you know, they're going back and forth. Of course, she's a Trump supporter, blah, 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 whatever. But even before Trump became president, this was something that probably was already going on in conversation in her house a long time ago anyway. So it don't really have anything to do with Trump. Trump just enhanced what people have been thinking about and talking about behind their closed doors. You know what I'm saying? And so this is already enlarged in her head. This is like cement right now in her mind. She's one-sided. She, no matter how much my daughter come on it and just, you know, spew the facts to her, this, that, or whatever, that child ain't gonna listen. She's still, you know, talking about something else. She is missing the point and all of that. And after a while, my baby gets a little, you know, she gets a little irritated. It's like, listen, will you please calm yourself? I know you're irritated, but don't let that child get to you, because people are not willing to learn. If she's not willing to learn, let her be. Let her go. What you have spewed out to her, what you have done for her, you educated her. Now, she may not acknowledge what you have said to her, but I guarantee you one day she will. Because she's just a young adult just like you are. She don't know no better. Okay, but when she really start getting on that real world and she come across some things, I pray to God that she will be a little bit more mature and she'll be a little bit more willing, you know, and more accepted to some things. She remember this conversation. It'll come back to her in due time. Right. But the whole point is that we need to have a dialogue. We need to have a conversation. We need to really stay up to date. We need to be current with what is going on in our life, what's going on in our society, what's happening in our society. You know, it is up to us too, in our culture, everybody, to really, really get up on our toes and really start embarking on the talents and the gifts that God has given us. Ladies, we cannot continue to play this game of, you know, like, I don't know what to do. And, you know, and I don't know if I'm equipped enough and all this. No, you are more than enough. You are fully equipped to be an entrepreneur at its best. You have the capabilities to be a millionaire. It's already equipped in you, but you just have to believe that in yourself and not depend on other people. You know, you cannot continue to keep saying that, well, the white people, they always get ahead of us and this, that, or whatever. You know, don't continue to keep saying that, because that's not always the case. It really isn't. For some, yes, but not for everybody, right? Not for everybody. You too can get to that level of success if you do what you're supposed to do and keep doing it no matter what. Trust me, there are other people from different cultures that have been knocked down, that has been slapped down, that has been rejected and denied. And especially if you are a woman, you definitely definitely get slapped down. And I don't mean, and no pun intended, trust me, I'm not saying the physical way, but I'm just saying you trying to reach a success in life, trying to reach a goal in life, and yet you are competing against other people, particularly when it's come to men or when it becomes to other women, whether they are black or whether they're white or not. You know, we always sizing each other up and all these things or whatever, but you got to know who you are as an individual before you start, you know, moving to the next level of success. You got to be confident and you got to be stone cold and knowing who you are, so you won't get intimidated by somebody else's gifts or talents or ministry. You definitely need to do that. That's the first thing you definitely need to check out, sisters, because I know us as sisters, we get a little bit overwhelmed and we start looking at, you know, sizing other sisters down or other women in general. We all automatically start assuming some stuff, and it's so far from the truth. It's so far from the truth, and you get jealous, you get envious, you get, you know, you just get ratchet. It's just crazy sometimes. And I have a pet peeve with these shows, these hip hop shows, these reality shows and stuff, and seeing these beautiful, gifted, talented, smart women sizing each other up through the physical body, through the makeup, through the hair, through all this stuff. And you just assume just because they, you know, doing something or they are in this level in their life, you just assume that they did it through sex or they did it through this or they did something that, and that is so far from the truth. You know what I mean? And we got to stop doing that. We have to learn to really be confident in ourselves, be confident in our own selves, right? And if you have daughters, you definitely got to minister to your daughters and let them know that they don't need to compete with other women, that they don't need to try to compare themselves. There's no comparison. God made you perfect. You know, you are perfect in His image. There's no need to compete. There's no need to try to duplicate or nothing. Yeah, you may have someone that you admire and stuff, and you may like a certain outfit or a certain hairstyle, and you want to, you know, may want to, you know, take an idea from that look or design or whatever, and that's all good and all. But to try to duplicate them, trying to be like them and all of that, just be yourself. Learn to love yourself, okay? Because you got to deal with this every single day of your life. You know what I mean? You got to stand tall and know who you are. And this racism and sexism and discrimination, everything in between, this stuff won't faze you. But you will be knowledgeable, though. You will be knowledgeable to go ahead and correct some people about, you know, about who you are, right? And once you have that, once you have the knowledge and everything, you know, you could go ahead and minister to some people. They ain't gonna bother you because you got the facts laid out. You know what I'm saying? You are the facts. You lived it. You know what I'm saying? You lived this, man. You know what you're talking about, right? But at least you are fully aware. You are fully prepared of how to deal, you know, with what is going on in our society and what's going on in our culture today. So, yes, I just want you all to really, truly take advantage of this time to talk to your babies out there. You know, talk to your sisters, talk to your teenagers, you know, because this generation is powerful, man. There's a lot of young people who are out in these streets, man, doing the do. They are here protesting. They are making it known. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing. But we still got to continue to encourage them and continue to pour into them, man. And remind them to love people, no matter who they are, to love them. And even those who don't like them or love them, you still got to love them because God said so. We supposed to love you one another, you know, love them the way you want to be loved, right? Do unto others as you have them do unto you. You know, it's an equal thing here, you know? And I know sometimes it is hard to love complicated people. It's hard to love difficult people. That's why you need God's strength to help you through that process. It ain't easy, but it is doable, right? It is doable. And like I said, at the end of the day, you may not become the best of friends or whatever, but you will respect each other at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because God is working in that. He's working in that thing, man. He's the one that can change people's hearts better than we can. Right? All we can do, like I said, we can love them and pray for them, and we can go ahead and spew that the knowledge out to these individuals so they can know who you are. And I guarantee you, they will respect you later. They won't be coming up to your face and acting all crazy and foolish because you already checked them the first time. You don't want to check them the second time, right? But I'm just saying, though, it's just important that we just stay knowledgeable and be current. Just like what, you know, our former president, Barack Obama, he came on social media and he was just challenging, you know, people about going on and checking the laws and all of the things that they have written down through the years. You know, what was done 20, 30, 40 plus years ago is not effective today, not in this day and age. There are some things that will have to change. There are some things that need to be changed, not just in the police department, but also in our judicial system. You know, even in corporate America, there are things that definitely needs to be changed as well. You know, it's in every facets of our life, everything needs to be changed. And change is not easy, but it is necessary, right? In order for people to live in harmony, to be in peace and all those things, there has to be change. There has to be some change, some things to be changed, right? And so we definitely need to do that in our own personal life. We definitely need to make these changes in our personal life. Excuse me, the way how we view people, the way how we see ourselves, the way how we see one another and all of that. Because guess what? Like I said, racism is not just outside the block. It's also inside our block, too. Meaning it's inside our culture. And that's been down through the years since slavery time. And especially when it came to the light skin versus the dark skin versus the light skin was getting all the privilege, just like we are with the white people. We saying the same thing about the white folk, the white people getting all the privilege, blah, 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 because she got a pretty blonde hair. She got pretty blue eyes, blah, blah, blah. And when it comes to our light-skinned sisters, then we go ahead and get jealous of them and we racist at them because they pretty light brown, complected vanilla bone babies, and they got the pretty hazel green eyes, and they got the pretty long wavy hair. And we already racist. We already racist towards our own sister. You know what I'm saying? And that's been going on since slavery time. Even before that, it's been happening. I'm just being real with you. And we need to stop that. We need to check our home front first before we really go ahead and start spewing out and start accusing the people, you know, the white culture, you know, start accusing them, you know what I'm saying? Which we have been doing, but we got to check our home base, man. You know, we got to really do that. We got to stop assuming that just because, you know, she's light skinned, oh, that she, you know, she got the corporate job faster than you, or that she, you know, she got all the men or whatever it is, you know, all kind of crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, you know, I wasn't like that. I love people from all different race and different cultures. But back in the 80s, you know, I wanted to be light-skinned. and it's sad to say, but that's just what it was. Because back then, you know, dark skin was not the thing. You know, it was all about being that pretty light-skinned, fair-skinned girl with the pretty hazel eyes or green eyes or light brown eyes and the pretty wavy hair and all that stuff. And it was your hair, too. Come on, somebody. You know, back in the 80s, that's how I had wanted to be. I wanted to be like that. You know, I mean, I had, one out of the three, I think, I had long black hair. But I didn't have the light brown eyes and all that stuff. And I wanted hazel eyes. I wanted light brown eyes. You know, I had wanted to get contacts in those colors, you know, but it didn't happen, right? Because it wasn't supposed to happen. You know, I even tried to bleach my skin tone. I remember going to Fashion Fair, to the mall, and going to the counter, Fashion Fair counter, and I bought me this bleach tone cream, and I put that thing on my face, and child, ain't nothing changed but my cheeks just a little bit. It got a little light, but that's how far it went, you know, and I was so not happy because I spent a good money on that cream. You know what I'm saying? But that's how my mind was back then. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't jealous of, you know, my sister friends in high school, nothing like that. I just admired them. I thought they were absolutely beautiful. I just wanted to be like them because I saw that they were getting a lot of attention and getting a lot of attention from the boys back in the day, especially a couple of guys that I had a crush on, but I never got the nerve to ask, you know, tell them that I liked them, you know, because I didn't see myself pretty enough to do that. And I'm just being honest with you, you know, but those sisters that I, you know, that I knew at the time, they were getting all of the brothers, you know, they just getting the numbers and everything like that or whatever, you know. But as I got older, I started to truly appreciate the beauty of who I was as a woman. You know, I started to truly have more, built my confidence and everything of that nature. And, you know, after a while, as you get older in life, that stuff don't even faze me no more. It really, really doesn't. You know, I just love me for who I am. God made me perfect. And I am happy with what God has created in me. And we as women, we have to get to that level of truly appreciate what God has done for you. He did not make a mistake. Because a lot of times we go ahead and come up to God and say, God, why you didn't make me fair skin? Why you didn't give me blue eyes? Why you didn't give me long, pretty wavy hair? I don't have to go out and buy any, you know? I'm just saying that this is what some sisters are saying. For real, you know? But God is like, my daughter, why are you so concerned about this? You are perfect. You know, I made you perfect. You have to get to God's level. God don't have to get to your level. Come on, somebody. You got to get to his level. You got to know what, you got to see what he sees. When he looks at you, he sees perfection. You are unique and you are wonderfully made, you know, by him, man. Come on. You got to know that, right? And this needs to be dealt with. This needs to be discussed. You know, because we share this with our kids, with our teenagers, and even there's still some teenagers that are still having their insecurities about themselves, about their weight, and all of these things, right? But we are dealing this as adult women in our 30s and 40s and even 50s. There's a lot of women in my age group that don't feel beautiful. They don't see themselves beautiful at all because, you know, they gain weight. They got, you know, they're aging. They, you know, got gray hair and all of these things and whatnot. But at the end of the day, you just have to say, God, I'm beautiful. You got to say that to yourself. I'm beautiful. Because when somebody comes to you and they say something opposite, you won't allow that stuff to attack your spirit like that, man. You won't allow that stuff to come in and cause contamination in your mindset. You will go ahead and speak your truth. You know, you will correct them and say, you know what? I am a beautiful woman. I'm a beautiful, gorgeous, fine, amazing, talented, gifted, anointed, one of a kind, one in a million woman. Come on. Just like you. Period. That will shut them down real quick. There won't even be a conversation after that because they will not be expecting you to say something like that in return. They expect you to retaliate with some nasty venomness of words. Okay, and that don't get you nowhere. It just doesn't get you nowhere. You know, I tell my oldest daughter, like she had the debate with that young lady. I told her, I said, listen, baby, just tell her, listen, I don't know you, you know, but I know that you are a beautiful, gifted, and talented, powerful young girl who is growing up into this world and is going to be a success that's going to change the world forever. You know, I told her to tell her that. Now, she may not have said verbatim like that, but, you know, I bring that to my daughter's attention to go ahead and shut, you know, the enemy down or just to shut them down by telling them something that they never been said, that never been said to them before, period. Because when was the last time somebody even said that they were beautiful? When was the last time somebody said that you are smart? When was the last time somebody said that you are a powerful young woman that is growing up to be, that's going to be a successful, life changer for our community? When was the last time somebody said that? You never know. So here it is. We need to go ahead and be ministers here and really speak love, you know, to people who don't really love themselves. Because when people start saying stuff against you, trust me, they don't love what they see in the mirror either. Come on. That's a word. That's a word. I felt that in my fancy. For real, for real. When people come here and chastise you or reject you or say something to hurt you, trust me, they don't like what they see in the mirror either. You know, hurt people hurt people. And that's just real talk, you know, because I'm pretty sure you've done it before. right? But one day you had a change of heart. One day, right? You got yourself together. You got delivered. How about that there, right? So likewise, you know, we need to, you know, be that balm in Gilead, if you will, by speaking words of love and compassion, you know, to those individuals that may not have been loved before, to remind them, you know, yeah, we may have our differences and that's okay. But at the end of the day, though, I'm not going to judge you based on the color of your skin. You know, I see greatness in you. I see power in you, you know, and I pray you, and particularly you being a young woman, I pray that one day that whatever you pursue in life, that it will work in your favor, you know, and you will not be discriminated because of the color of your skin and or because of your gender. You know what I'm saying? You gotta shut them down in that way. It will squash all that venom, honey. It would just diffuse it real quick. You know what I mean? And it would start to change people's perspective about you. Because when they see black people, they already see a mad black woman. Ever since Tyler Perry had started that movie, The Diary of a Mad Black Woman, people have been taking that out of context, honey. And it's just every time I see a black woman, if a black woman come on social media, and she's spitting, you know, speaking her truth or whatever, they're like, oh, here another black mad woman again. And whatever, right? And, you know, yeah, she may be mad, but she ain't ignorant. She may be mad, but she ain't stupid. She ain't naive either. Come on with it. All right. You know, she could be a scholar for all we know. That girl could have went through Ivy League and she got 3 degrees or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You cannot assume, you know, based on the tag of, you know, what people put on you and they don't know you from Adam. They don't know you from Adam. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. It is time to talk. It is time to really open up a dialogue and really start speaking these truth and not be afraid to, you know, speak your truth and share your stories. Come on, share your testimonies, mamas. Let's go. Share your testimonies. I know some of you want to try to, you know, screen away or cover yourself or protect yourself. Protect your kids from, you know, what you experienced when you were their age or whatever. Some things I know could be really scary or hurtful or whatever, or traumatic, and I get that. But at some point, you will need to share that with your child. So they will know. Because whether or not they experience it or not, you know what I'm saying? You just want them to be well aware about what is going on or how people are. You know, you just want them to just be knowledgeable all across the board in their personal life when it comes to relationships, when it comes to, you know, their dreams and, you know, being a successful entrepreneur or businessman, whatever it is. You want them to be fully aware of what to be prepared for and how to handle, you know, these different challenges, you know, that our young people face. Or are facing now. We cannot afford to be a closed book, ladies. We cannot afford that. We got to open up the book and share each chapter of our lives that we've experienced so our daughters and our sons could know. Ain't no different than us sharing the history book of our ancestors. Come on now. We got to open up that book and we got to share some of the chapters too. Not only are you teaching your children, but you're teaching yourself. Come on, somebody. You know, we can't depend on Roots, the movie Roots. We can't depend on that now. Okay, we got to actually take it upon ourselves and we got to dig a little deeper and go into the library or go on our laptop or whatever and do our own research about our history. Except there are a lot of people in our history that are totally, oh my goodness, they didn't get any kind of credit in terms of things that we are utilizing today, in terms of the, you know, the traffic light and terms of you know, pads for women who going through their period and stuff. That's a woman who created menstrual pads. Get out of here. A black woman. I did not know that. Come on, somebody. I just happened to came across that last night when I was just, you know, surfing around on one of the platforms here. And I was just in awe. I was like, come on, diva. And you know what? She took upon herself to get her invention patented. Is that, I'm saying it right? Right? You know, because she didn't get the support. So she took it upon herself to get it done. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. The history is so rich. It is amazing, right? It's so amazing. And we need to bring this to our children's attention, especially our daughters, especially our sons. I don't have sons, but if I did, yes, I will be having a conversation with my son. And I'm pretty sure my husband will be having a conversation with him too. But you know what? It may be sensitive and scary and all of that, but it needs to be done, honey. It needs to be done. So when they do go out on their own, when they start living their life, they know what to do. They know what to be prepared for. They will know exactly what they need to say. God forbid if they get pulled over by the police officer or something like that, and they could go ahead and speak their truth to that police officer, because when they speak their truth and everything is fact, God got them, honey. No weapon formed against them is going to prosper. Trust me on that. Whatever the devil tried to set up, it's going to hit him back in the face. You know what I'm saying? So yes, it's time to talk. It's time to open up the book of your life, baby, and just go ahead and share the chapters of your experience of what went down in your life, what you dealt with in terms of racism or terms of sexism or terms of whatever. So your son and daughter can be aware and be prepared of what is to come for them when they step out into the real world. So I hope this blessed you. I hope this truly came right on time for you. Just a reminder, y'all, because this is a reminder for myself. And I always constantly talk to my daughters. I don't care if they get tired of me. I said, listen, this is the voice you're going to definitely remember. Okay, when you get out and get grown and you get married, have kids, and you get out and be successful in life. Trust me when I tell you, honey, all the voices with the exception of God. You're going to remember this mother's voice. Come through. Okay. Because I'm on them like white on rice. Like peanut butter and jelly. Come on. Right? But listen, I hope this truly blessed you and encouraged you and really gives you in that momentum, in that mood to definitely go ahead and have a conversation with your children, with each other. And if you do have friends that are, you know, that are of a different culture than you are, definitely go ahead and talk to them and ask them questions or whatever, you know, and just say, do you have any questions in regards to my race and my culture or whatever, you know, that may, you know, that may have been, you know, concerned about or whatever. And maybe you was not, maybe you were afraid to ask or whatever, you know, just be upfront, be honest, and all those things. Right. And I'm telling you, when you do that, you know, you have a sit down conversation at the end. It's just going to be a peaceful result. You know, like right now we have these protests. So far, thank God, it's been peaceful, you know, and everybody's sitting down together and listening to one another and encouraging one another and all these things. Right. Because now we are learning how to listen and not allow our emotions to blind us or deafen us, you know, when we go out and start doing stupid things or whatever, you know, but we are actually taking it down a notch and we are learning how to just sit and listen and learn and educate ourselves and learning and educating about one another. Right. That's what we call the human race, because we all doing it together at the same time. Right. So we're going to close with a prayer. Father God, we want to say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. I ask you, oh Lord, as we are going through this process, we are also going through a change. Help us, oh Lord, to take full advantage of this opportunity, this movement, oh God, to really sit down with one another and to talk to one another and to learn from each other. Put away the history of not knowing. Help us, oh God, to put away the history of assumption. But help us, oh Lord, to sit down and really learn about one another so that we can learn to respect each other. Help us, oh God, to learn to love people, even love them from a distance. Help us, oh God, to truly be compassionate, to pour your compassion and your love in our hearts, oh God. And help us, oh Lord, to truly learn to be compassionate towards one another, towards our loved ones, our family, and our friends. But help us, oh God, to really learn to love ourselves. It starts with us, because if we don't love ourselves, then what makes us think that we're going to learn to love people outside of, you know, outside our homes? Help us, oh God, to take care of our business right in our home front, right in front of that mirror. We see the problems. We see the issues. Help us, oh God, you know, to break out of that and to really be humble and to be open, and help us to heal. Help us to heal. A lot of us are dealing with a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of regrets, a lot of stuff. We need to be healed first before we can actually learn to heal the land, to heal the community. You know, help us, oh God, to really be free from all of that pain so we can learn how to be available and accessible of loving others. We give you praise, oh Lord, for this day, in Jesus' name, amen.